Then the next one, a question from Rasa Rasik Das, discussing about Varnashram, Srila Prabhupada's desire for Varnashram. He writes that ISKCON seems to have a lot of Vaishyas in positions of management, so it appears that their tendency is for making money and perhaps exploiting community members to that end, whereas a properly situated Kshatriya would tend to protect and engage the members according to their nature and perhaps utilize Grihastha Vaishyas for raising funds either through book or prasadam distribution. I realize we should engage in these activities regardless of our varna, but do you agree that devotees in this movement should be correctly engaged according to their nature, or should devotees just do the needful and surrender regardless of their varna?
Well, in discussing Varnashram, Srila Prabhupada often emphasized that devotees should not be considered according to any material consideration, that a Vaishnava is on the spiritual platform. But still there's a division of labor, division of activities among Vaishnavas also. So although we may say that, well, this is a devotee with a Shudra nature, or this is a devotee with a Brahmana nature, the fact that they have dedicated their life to Krishna is the important fact, and not the fact that their conditioning is different to each other. That's the overwhelming fact. But still, in organizing society, we have to see people, their tendencies, and engage them accordingly. Now, Srila Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to be a society of brahmanas for leading the world, and Varnashram, I'm saying what my understanding of this is, because it is somewhat complex topic. Actually, it's not as difficult as it is sometimes considered, but this overlapping of spiritual situation as a Vaishnava and mode of work in this world according to the Varna system is sometimes misunderstood. So it's not that ISKCON is, as I understand it, is meant to own the whole world, or as brahmanas they have ashrams and temples, and they give advice to others. Srila Prabhupada often said, we don't want to become the government of the world. So Srila Prabhupada did start some farm communities, but with the idea of demonstrating to others how people can live in this world simply and make spiritual advancement. But it's not that ISKCON has to own all the farmland in the world. Rather, that would be very burdensome to manage. So devotees are supposed to be brahminical by nature, but there are management duties, which means that there is consideration of manpower and money. So the devotee who sent this question is making the observation that there seem to be many Vaishyas in positions of management in ISKCON. I presume he's saying this because, at least among some of the leaders of temples, they seem to be very money-oriented, or maybe that's why they are in that position, because they're good at generating money and consciousness of money becomes prominent under such leaders. So that's his observation. That's my reply to his observation. And he also, and then the question is, should we engage in activities regardless? Oh, he said that we should engage in activities regardless of our varna, but do you agree that devotees should be in this moon should be correctly engaged according to their nature? Well, that's correctly engaged according to their nature. That is possible in the farm communities, and particularly possible. If we bring all kinds of people with different natures into our city temples, because there is a certain needs of what requires to be done, then people have to be engaged to fulfill the needs of the temple work, the temple working, so that engaging according to the nature that can be better implemented on a wider scale with many people or in the farm community. Whereas in the temples, it's supposed to be those who are temple residents, they're supposed to be brahminically inclined. That's the basic understanding, that ISKCON should give the spiritual leadership. So people are actually brahmanas who are interested in studying shastra, who live a very clean and pure life, and who can be the leaders of human society. As far as other devotees, like Rasa Rasika Prabhu, who's asking this question, if you're working, doing some business, or working in someone's office or someone else's factory, you don't have that much time to engage in devotional service. How you can be engaged? Well, exactly what your nature is and how you will be engaged, that the two, I mean, there's not that much time to be engaged to, so that you can act according to your nature, because everyone, their main engagement is just making money for their families. So the question of how they can be engaged doesn't arise that much if they're only engaged for a short time each week anyway. So full engagement according to one's nature is possible, as in the city temples, those who are brahminically inclined, and in the farm communities, all kinds of people can be engaged there. But because everything is so mixed up in the modern age, there's nothing clear. It may take some time to sort all this out. It's like everything's all tangled up. To sort it out and see where everyone belongs may take some time. Okay, I'll finish that.